kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Australia bans, and they're wonderful people and wonderful everything, but they ban American beef, yet we imported $3 billion of Australian beef from them just last year alone. They won't take any of our beef. They don't want it because they don't want it to affect their farmers. And you know what? I don't blame them, but we're doing the same thing.
Nang batikusi ni US President Donald Trump ang pagbabawal ng Australia sa US beef imports, iginiit ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese na hindi siya kailanman magkukompromiso pagdating sa kaligtasan ng mga magsasaka at biosecurity.
We have made it very clear to the United States that we will not compromise on biosecurity. We will not weaken the measures that protect our farmers and producers from the risks of disease or contamination. Indeed, we've made it a priority to strengthen biosecurity because one of the things that makes Australian food and fibre the best in the world is that people everywhere know that it stands for quality, it also stands for safety.
Pero ngayon, ilang araw bago ang deadline ng taripa sa August 1, tinanggal na ang limitasyon sa US beef imports. Ayon sa gobyerno, nagkataon lamang ang timing ng desisyon at walang kinalaman kay Donald Trump. Sinabi ni Agriculture Minister Julie Collins na nagsimula ang review tungkol sa ban noon pang 2015 sa ilalim ng coalition government.
This decision has been purely based on science and a rigorous assessment by my department. Our biosecurity risk assessment process is very robust, and I have faith in the officials in my department to do this appropriately. These are experts in the field. Australia's biosecurity system is world-renowned for a reason, and this assessment has now been completed.
Taong 2019, pinayagan ng Australia ang pag-aangkat ng karne mula sa mga baka na ipinanganak, pinalaki at kinatay sa US. Ngunit sa aktwal, kakaunti lang ang inaangkat. Limitado ito sa mga produktong shelf-stable dahil sa strictong biosecurity rules.
We are assured that the supply chain and the traceability and the safety of any food coming into Australia is safe. The US, of course, has been able to bring beef into Australia since 2019. Our farmers are, of course, exporting already to the United States. We're exporting over $4 billion worth of beef to the United States presently, and our farmers are a net beneficiary of our two-way trading system.
Pero bakit nga ba ipinataw ang ban noon? At dapat ba talagang kabahan ng mga Australiano sa pagkain ng imported na karning baka mula sa US? Noong 2003, nagpatupad ng ban ang Australia matapos magkaroon ng kaso ng mad cow disease sa US. Hindi direktang nakakahawa sa tao ang mad cow disease, pero sa bihirang pagkakataon, maaari itong magdulot ng variant na nauuwi sa demensya at maagang pagkamatay. Sa ngayon, itinuturing ng food regulator ng Australia na low risk ang US beef. Ayon kay Trade Minister Don Farrell, hindi nila isinasantabi ang mahigpit na pamantayan ng bansa.
We haven't made any compromise, and we certainly haven't compromised Australia's strict biosecurity laws. This has been a process that's been underway for the last 10 years. It's now come to a completion, and it's appropriate that we announce the results of that inquiry, but at no stage do we risk our terrific biosecurity standards for any trade arrangement.
Isa sa mga naging alalahanin matapos ang 2019 ay ang posibilidad na baka makapasok sa Australia ang karne mula sa mga lugar na may sakit sa pamamagitan ng sistema ng tracking sa Mexico. Pero ayon sa gobyerno, nakasunod na ngayon sa biosecurity standards ng Australia ang protocols ng US Department of Agriculture para sa karneng baka mula Canada at Mexico. Para kay Mark Thomas ng Western Beef Association, hindi pa rin malinaw kung gaano ka-epektibo ang tracking system ng US.
Well, we implement a nil system, as they call it. So any animal that's born on your property has a electronic tag, and that same tag is scanned and transferred whenever that property leaves your that animal leaves your property all the way through to slaughter. So an animal that's been slaughtered, they can go back and work out where that animal has been over its lifetime. I'm unsure how quickly America can get up to speed. However, it's taken many, many years for Australia to implement that system and make sure that it works efficiently.
Sa kabila ng kumpiyansa ng gobyerno, nananawagan si National Party leader David Littleproud ng isang independent review sa desisyon.
The government has not provided or released the protocols on which the beef from the United States could be imported into this country. Those are the legal requirements that an importer would have to meet to bring beef from the United States into Australia that was from Mexico or Canada. The fact that they haven't done that raises serious concerns to me around how this decision has been made and the timing of it. If it was well planned, the department would be able to provide me with those details. They have not. And I think the prudent way forward is to have an independent scientific panel review the department's decision and the protocols when they come out.
Bukod sa isyu ng sakit, may pangamba rin ukol sa paggamit ng hormones at antibiotics sa mga baka sa US. Sa US, pinapayagan ang ilang natural o synthetic hormones para pabilisin ang paglaki ng baka, pero kontrolado ito ng FDA. Sabi ng mga opisyal ng US at Australia, ligtas kainin ang US beef. Pero mas maganda nga ba ito kaysa sa Australian beef? Ayon kay Evangeline Manzayoris ng University of South Australia, may epekto sa nutrisyon ng karne ang ibinibigay na pagkain sa hayop.
What it comes down to is the type of feed that the animals are given. So in the US, they tend to be grain-fed, whilst here in Australia, they tend to be grass-fed. And that produces differences in the way that the body of the cow handles it and in the way that they make and lay down fat in their body. The other thing that might make a slight difference is also the genetics of the cow. So assuming it's the same breed of cow, we expect grain-fed to lead to more fat in the meat compared to grass-fed.
Ipinapakita ng mga pag-aaral na 30-75% na mas mababa ang taba ng grass-fed beef kumpara sa grain-fed. Mas mataas din ang omega-3, antioxidants at kaunting mas mataas ang protina ng grass-fed beef ayon sa ilang pag-aaral. Para sa mga mamimili, magiging personal na desisyon na lang kung pipili ng imported o local beef. Ayon kay Dr. Manzioris, mas healthy pa rin ang grass-fed.
So if we combine all of those different components of the beef that we've looked at, overall grass-fed beef, which is what we have in Australia, is the healthier option.
Pero paano naman ang mga magsasaka? Matapos alisin ang ban, ipinost ni Trump na so much beef ang maibebenta nila sa Australia. Australia ang pangalawa sa pinakamalaking beef exporter sa mundo. Bagaman mataas ang konsumo ng beef sa bansa, maliit lamang ang populasyon ng Australia kaya't maraming sobra para i-export. Hindi gaanong nababahala si Mark Thomas tungkol sa kompetisyon.
Well, I suppose from a cattle perspective's point of view, our only concern would be if we thought that US beef was going to compete with our own product here in Australia, and I don't believe that that is going to do so based on the price of cattle in the US over a longer period of time and considering their cattle numbers compared to what we have here in Australia.
Sa katunayan, bumaba ang bilang ng mga baka sa US sa loob ng 20 taon. Ang US naman ang pangalawang pinakamalaking beef importer sa mundo at pinakamababa na ang kanilang cattle stocks mula pa noong 1950s. Tumaas ng 8% ang presyo ng beef sa US mula simula ng 2025 ayon sa USDA. Halos $30 kada kilo ang presyo. Ayon kay Thomas, hindi basta-basta mapupuno ng US beef ang merkado ng Australia.
Well, currently there's a lot of Australian beef going into the US market purely because they need it. At the moment, cattle prices in the US are just quoting a heavy steer close to $5, whereas that same animal in Australia is only going for $2.50. So how can they purchase an animal for $5 a kilo, process it, send it to the other side of the world and expect to compete with the product that we have here?
Habang tumataas ang presyo ng karne sa US, pumalo sa all-time high ang beef export ng Australia noong Hunyo. At ang pinakamalaking bumibili, ang US mismo. Sa New York, si Stu Leonard Jr., CEO ng isang grocery chain, ay patuloy na kumukuha ng Australian grass-fed beef at hinahati ang gasto sa taripa kasama ang supplier.
One of the things we don't get a lot from Australia, the only thing we do get is our grass-fed beef. They sell beautiful grass-fed beef in Australia. That's being tariffed a little bit. We're splitting that tariff with our supplier. We don't really buy beef from Canada or Mexico or Argentina, so...
Yan ang binuong ulat ni Sydney Lang para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.